Chapter 28. "Gross stupidity," said Colonel Germana with fiendish satisfaction. "You must pardon me for saying it, my general, but I told you so." Lusana stared pensively out the window at a formation of men drilling on the parade grounds. "A mistaken judgment, Colonel, nothing more. We will not lose the war because we have lost $2 million. A sheepish Thomas Machita sat at the table, his face beaded with perspiration, staring vacantly at the cast covering his wrist. There was no way of knowing. He stiffened as Jumana stormed to his feet, the colonel's face radiating pure anger as he snatched Emma's envelope and hurled it into Machita's face. "No way of knowing you were being set up? You fool! There you sit, our glorious chief of intelligence, and you can't even kill a man in the dark. Then you add insult to injury by giving him $2 million for an envelope containing operating procedures for military garbage removal." "Enough," snapped Lusana. There was silence. Jumana took a deep breath, then slowly stepped backward to his chair. Anger seethed in his eyes. "Stupid mistakes," he said bitterly, "do not win wars of liberation." "You make too much of it," Lusana said stonily. "You are a superb leader of men, Colonel Jumana, and a tiger in battle. But, as with most professional soldiers, you are sadly lacking in administrative style. I beg you, my general, do not take your wrath out on me." Jumana pointed an accusing finger at Machita. "He is the one who deserves punishment." A sense of frustration enveloped Lusana. Regardless of intelligence or education, the African mind retained an almost childlike innocence toward blame. Blood-soaked rituals still inspired them with a higher sense of justice than did a serious conference across the table. Wearily, Lusana looked at Jumana. "The mistake was mine. I alone am responsible. If I had not given Major Machita the order to kill Emma, Operation Wild Rose might be lying in front of us this minute. Without murder on his mind, I trust the Major would have checked the contents of the envelope before he turned over the money." "You still believe the plan to be valid?" Jumana asked incredulously. "I do," Lusana said firmly. "Enough to warn the Americans when I fly to Washington next week to testify at the congressional hearings on aid to African nations." "Your priorities are here," said Machita, his eyes expressing alarm. "I beg you, my general, send someone else." "There is none better qualified," Lusana assured him. "I am still an American citizen with a number of high contacts who sympathize with our fight." "Once you leave here, you will be in grave danger." "We all deal in danger, do we not?" asked Lusana. "It is our comrade in arms." He turned to Jumana. "Colonel, you will be in command during my absence. I shall furnish you with explicit orders for the conduct of our operation. I expect you to see that they are carried out to the letter." Jumana nodded. A fear began to swell inside Machita, and he could not help wondering if Lusana was paving the road to his own downfall and releasing a tidal wave of blood that would soon surge across the whole of Africa.